Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, sometimes in politics, they hand you a real challenge and an opportunity at the same time. That's what Gavin Newsom has on his hands. I'm joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS and Chronicle Phil Mateer. And this would be the decision about who to replace Kamala Harris with, Phil.
You know, you're right. And it's getting more complicated by the day. As you say, in politics, somebody hands you something that's good, it can also turn around and bite you. And that's where Gavin Newsom is right now.
But he's getting a lot of attention on this thing. I mean, the newspaper ads, the open letters, blah, blah, blah.
Well, let me tell you what's happened, Stan. Usually, you know, you have an appointment. What he gets to do is appoint Kamala's replacement, interim. Now, that person has to run again in 2 years, but, you know, you get to do that. Now, usually there's three ways it goes. It's the personal politics, the state politics is usually how it works. You have somebody that's been with you, a supporter, somebody that you want to help. That's one thing. Then there's the state politics. Which group within the state is pushing? Let's say the Latinos are saying Secretary of State Alex Padilla or Attorney General Avisera Becerra. Let's get him. Get a Latino in the U.S. Senate, or an LGBTQ community says, what about this? Or the Asian says, we're on the rise, it's our turn. African-Americans say, let's replace a woman of color with a woman of color. But this time, that message has gone national, Stan, and we have African-American groups from around the country saying, it's about having a senator of a woman of color, something we don't see in the U.S. Senate. That's not going to happen if anybody in Montana. It could happen in California. That's where the pick should be. So he's getting national, state, and personal pressure on the pick.
And, of course, there's the likelihood that whoever he picks, you know, is the top dog front runner 2 years hence as a reelection.
That's right. Now, that's where it gets a little dicey. Let's say you put one of the people that's really sort of pushing on this is East Bay Congresswoman Barbara Lee, or at least her supporters are. We have Oakland City Council people already writing the governor. But is she too left for the state? Because you have to pick somebody that's got to run again. Is Maxine Waters out of Los Angeles very vocal, very upfront? Is she going to go well statewide? And by the way, Gavin will be running for re-election as they're up for re-election as well. So he'll be picking a partner for his own race in California. It gets personal. It gets national. You're sitting there going, how many people are going to make happy and how many people am I going to tick off?
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.